Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin, the supervisor on the floor. And whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Robert Godfrey.
Thank you. And if you don't mind giving me one moment to get the account that was sent over to me pulled up, it will take just a moment.
Okay.
And so that I can make sure I was sent over the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
P.O. Box 182 in Hooker, Oklahoma.
May there have been maybe a physical address that may have been provided?
104 Ireland Street.
Thank you. And I do want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I do want to make sure you do not recall authorizing the $5.74 for the contest for the toolbox.
No, I did not. I was telling the other lady I was talking to, I ordered a pair of shoes for my granddaughter from Amazon. And after that, I started getting all these weird charges on my credit card. And I literally, the next day, I had probably 900 emails from, you would not believe, stores and businesses. And it's like, what the hell is going on here? And my email is a business email, and that's a business credit card. It's like,
What?
for one, I would never use my credit card to enter a sweepstakes. Why would you pay to enter a sweepstakes ever?
I do completely understand. Since you are stating it was not you that did the contest, we will be reporting this to the local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS postal inspector. I do just want you to be aware that you can call back later if you want to ask your family members before you proceed with the investigation.
It's just me and my wife here. She don't know how to do all that stuff.
Well,
She's doing good to check her email.
I do completely understand. We do just like to give that opportunity as once we do file the investigation, we don't have any way of stopping it. However, we can definitely get that filed as fraud for you. And as a courtesy, we will be refunding the account now pending the investigation. That will take me just one moment to get that processed for you.
Well, it comes up to a total of $130, and I live on disability. It's like, that is my business credit card. And that's a government credit card. Or I guess you'd call it a debit card.
Okay, and I really do want to thank you for all of your patience. I have gotten the account refunded, and you would see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Well, the weird part about this, ma'am, is let me get back in here to the paper where I was writing all this down. Okay. On 10/18, there was a $5.74 charge. 10/22, there was a $56.95 charge. 11/24, there was a $67.32 charge. And then this is the weird part. On 12/6/22, there was a deposit made back into my account for $20.
Yes, I do apologize. I'm not showing where we would have made a deposit. However, yes, the $574 would have been for the contest. The $56.95 would have been the discounted rate for the first month of the membership. And the $67.32 would have been the second month of the membership. However, I have got it filed as fraud and I have got the account refunded, and you would see it back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you very much.
You're
Next time
very
I order
welcome.
online, I will make damn sure it's on a prepaid Visa.
And was there anything else I could assist you with?
No, ma'am. Thank you. I'll be watching for the refund.
You're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.